Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we doing a 15-minute morning
show
podcast?
Yeah, yes. 5-minute morning show, please. It's been a long day.
It's been a day.
All right, okay. I'm going to count us down, and once we're going, act as if you really want to be here. Ready?
Okay.
The 15-minute morning show podcast. All right, put the happy face. 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I wouldn't
want to be anywhere else, even if you paid me.
Can we make it a 30-minute morning show podcast instead of 15?
Oh, yay.
Please, yay. Mommy. Please, Daddy.
So there's Froggy in his guest bedroom. There's Danielle in her basement. There's Garrett in his kitchen drinking a shot of something. What was that? I can't hear him. What?
Garrett, you got to unmute yourself, buddy.
Okay.
He's doing it to himself.
All right. And okay. There's Gandhi in her boyfriend's living room. And there's Scary at Master Control. There's Scotty B in the cereal library. There's David Brody in his den. And there's Straight Nate. We don't know where he is.
Hello.
Garrett, are you on yet? Okay.
Nope.
This ain't working.
All right. I'm going to boot Garrett off and then he'll come back. All right, Garrett.
All right, we're booting you off.
Okay.
Welcome to another day in the fucking Zoom room.
I have a question before we get started. We've been getting a lot of complaints, and I know we've talked to you about it, Scary, that my mic is coming in really hot,
yeah.
That I am overpowering
yep.
everybody.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do we do to fix it?
All you got to do is turn it down a smidge. If it looks
I always turn it down a smidge.
Just so you know, it's been doing that since March.
Oh.
Yeah. This is nothing new.
Oh my gosh.
Since March.
Okay. That sounds better.
Am I good?
You're great. You sound great. Oh, everybody looks and sounds great. Except Brody is in standard definition and not like 16 by 9
it's
high definition. It's like the old TVs, the 4x3. You see how his screen is
kinda... when they play video on the news from the 90s, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Cool.
Brody, are you news from the 90s?
Yes, and I'd like to congratulate President Clinton on his nomination.
Well, welcome to the day. We're having just all sorts of technical issues today, including a mystery sound that we hear from time to time. If you're listening to our show today, every once in a while, we would just stop down and go, what was that? It has this sound. It sounds like this. So it's kind of like that. And it's someone in this room. Who's doing it?
I don't think so. I think it's a mystery person that is either spying on us or we have a ghost.
I'm with Danielle. It's a ghost in the machine. Because
we can see who's in the Zoom room. There's nobody but
it's
us.
It's a physical impossibility.
Right. Yeah.
See, I even
we all
heard
throw
it
our hands up.
You heard it too, Garrett?
No, I heard it too. And I know Elvis, people are like, Elvis, it's just you. We don't hear it. No, I heard it. Like, I heard it.
Well, the reason why a lot of us hear it is because we have these headphones on. Right. So we can hear things that most people don't hear. So there. all right. Well, what else? What are you drinking? Garrett, is that alcohol? Because every time you take
a sip...
Check in
about like 2 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll find out.
Every time you take a sip of it, you have this look on your face like you just did a shot. Did you guys notice that?
No, yeah. It's water. It's water. It's
he's just spilled it all over his console. Way to show us the water. I love it.
Oh, yes, it's time for butt hurt.
Here we go.
All right, butt hurt. My favorite time of the day.
Okay, now
that it's doing it. There's that noise again.
I heard it
again.
I heard it.
I heard it
too.
I actually heard it that time.
Scary. You have someone in here. You have someone in here that we don't know they're here. There is someone on this line, and we're not familiar with who it is. Scary.
I'm looking. Okay, what I'm doing is I'm scanning the audio console for all the microphones that it could potentially be. And
here's the thing. They haven't made any other noises. They haven't said any words. All they've done is that. So if something tells me it is done on purpose, it is being done to fuck with us.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And if we don't figure out who it is by the end of this podcast and we find out after, then they probably will be looking for a job.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Let's go ahead. We should probably end the joke soon and reveal so we can have fun and laugh. Otherwise, someone will be losing their job.
This is like the Masked Singer. This is the Masked Microphone Tapper.
They're going to go home.
One could only hope that it is a joke, Elvis. But I don't see anybody coming to the table. Nobody side texted me and said, I'm going to do a big reveal later. I think this is real. This is something that's messed up.
Can I bring something to the court?
Yes, bring something to the court.
So last week, Scary asked me a very odd question, and it kind of starts to make sense now. He goes, we're on this this website to connect us all, you know, on the audio side. He goes, if I send this to someone, this link, can they use that link a next day, or does it become a new link? And I go, well, no, in theory it's a new link, so they shouldn't be able to connect. So if by chance he has sent this link to someone else, this could be said person that we're looking for.
Yeah,
that is correct. Mm-hmm. However, and I'll screenshot this to you, the Clean Feed program, which is a side program, it's like Zoom but with just audio, it lists the people that are connected. And right now, the only people that are on there are Brody and Garrett and myself on that feed. So it can't be anyone else. Anyone that might have connected on another day, I would see their name in front of me. You can't hide yourself on there.
I just love a good conspiracy.
We've got to rule that out.
But you must agree. Whoever it is, they're doing it on purpose. They know that it's driving us crazy. Because no one just sits in a room all day and does this.
No. No, they're doing it.
I mean, they would
stop
and take a call, watch a show, you know, cough.
I kind of appreciate it, though, because if they do have access to us and their audio is going out over whatever we're doing, and the least that they've done is just some taps, I kind of respect them a little bit.
But no one does that. No one just sits around all day and taps. That's my point. It's being done on purpose.
I mean, I would have farted or done something by now if it was me.
Exactly. Or like yelled a horrible word into a microphone.
Speaking of farting, this dog of mine who had surgery yesterday, so he was on drugs, had a little diarrhea all night. Today, he's sitting below me and farting, and it smells like the most rotten, rank stench in the world.
Now, has he ever scared dog himself farts. With a fart? Because my dog, Sawyer, will fart and go, what? And turn around, and he goes to his ass, and he's like, what just happened? He doesn't realize he farted, and it scares him.
I love that.
The answer is no. I've never seen him do that.
Happens frequently to my dog.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just bring one more thing up before we do butt hurt. I'm realizing today, because I'm very angry, but I'm taking out my anger on the wrong person. When you order something and it's delivered to you, and it's wrong, it's generally not the delivery person's fault. So you still never. Need to tip them. You know, like, I realize that today because I ordered something this morning, and it was completely incorrect. Right. The receipt even came with not what I ordered. But then I'm like, you know what? I got to give the delivery person a tip because they did what they were supposed to do. It's the store that screwed up. So...
True story.
Yes.
It's the same as if the waiter brings out an overcooked steak. It's not the waiter's fault. It's the person in the kitchen's fault.
But I think generally people will take it out on the person who brings them these things, and it's not their,
No. Now, wait a minute, Scotty. Well, if it's a delivery service like Uber Eats or DoorDash, the driver is supposed to check the order. Sam had this problem.
Yeah,
and
I
got
her
$75 refund. Because the driver grabbed the wrong bag in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's happened to me before, too. They grabbed the wrong bag in the restaurant.
I don't think this wasn't the case with you, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know where the mix-up was, but I don't believe it was the driver's fault. But it's just, I'm angry because now I have to take more time and go fix this myself.
Right.
I'll do it for $5.
I think if the order was not what you ordered, but the order matches what was in the bag, maybe not so much the driver's fault.
Right, that's
but
what happened.
Yeah, if it was different, then maybe the driver's fault.
I got to tell you, there have been times I've had the wrong food delivery, and I loved what they ordered, and I ate it anyway.
Right?
You're like, I like this person's taste.
Well, this is good.
The thing is, I ordered Nate a glass bottle of chocolate milk, and it was not included in the order, and I just wanted to gift him, because
Nate?
I appreciate
You weren't supposed
Nate.
To say that.
What? I was going to say,
sugar.
He's still drinking chocolate milk every day.
You know
what? Nate, if you have to hide your addictions from people, then it's a problem.
Normally people with addictions don't have other people blabbing about their addictions, Scotty.
Of course they do. Yes, they do.
Wait, no. So this morning, hold on. So let me just back up a second. So my daughter's having an outdoor birthday party today, and she wanted Krispy Kreme donuts. So said, you know what? I got to order Krispy Kreme donuts. And Nate's like, oh, you're ordering donuts for your daughter? Maybe, throw in an extra dozen for Skiri and I. We'd like to eat some. So that's where this all began. So Nate ordered extra sugar.
Mm-hmm. But then he'll go and he'll tell us tomorrow how he hasn't had sugar in 2 months.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have no problem with you wanting to cut back on sugar. We have a problem with you lying about what you're doing.
Right. You're more of a diabetic than I am at this point.
Yeah. No,
and
I'm
in fairness,
not.
If he was splitting a dozen with Skiri, he wouldn't get any anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
You only get one.
I prefer Dunkin'. So.
So do I, but my daughter, she has a crispy craze. But hey, you know what's actually really cool also about this birthday party that they do? There's a company that is bringing a hibachi table into our backyard, like the whole chef and everything. The little peeing guy and the mustard bottles. Yeah, they bring a whole show into your backyard and they wheel it in.
Scary would like that, but he likes Benihana.
Benihana does that. They do that.
Smooth.
Yeah.
They also pay him.
Oh, where were you?
It was so smooth. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're already playing Butt Hurt, and we're not even playing Butt Hurt.
All right, well, you want to go? Here we go.
Butt Hurt.
All right.
Butt Hurt.
Let's go with Gandhi. Who is most likely to run into a glass door?
Oh. Man, I'm going to go with, in this room, I'm going to go with Garrett.
I've done it.
I know. I feel like I've seen him do it before, so it's got to be him.
They're so tricky sometimes because they're clean very well, you can't tell the difference.
You see it after you do it because you have the forehead print.
That's my favorite.
That's why in Florida they have those prism stickers. Every time I go to my grandparents' house, every window had a big circle prism on it so they wouldn't walk into it.
Yeah.
And I've done it multiple times, too. You'd think first you'd be like, all right, I'll be careful walking into the door, but it's happened. At the same door, too. So, yes.
Yeah.
Well played, Gandhi.
All right, Danielle, who is going to live the longest?
Oh, in this room? Well, it ain't you, and it's not Frog. Let me see.
Well, more than all you motherfuckers.
Wait, why are you just discounting them automatically? I don't understand.
Well, they got a lot going on there.
I don't know. I think because of that, we're going to live longer.
No, I don't think it's me because I've got a lot of shit going on too.
Oh no.
It's not gonna be Elvis. Not gonna be Gandhi.
Wait, why isn't it gonna be Elvis?
Well, let me clarify yeah. something, Danielle. Live the longest, as in number of years, or outlive everyone else in the room. It's two different things.
I would think outlive everyone else, right?
Well, so far I've done that.
Okay, but you know.
But you're saying be the last one standing out of all of us?
I'm going to say Brody, and here's why.
Oh, no, I may not make it through this podcast.
No, here's why. He doesn't drink at all. He is, I think, the healthiest out of all of us when it comes to, like, how he lives and how he takes care of himself and stuff.
No,
like
he hasn't eaten a vegetable since, like, 1990.
But I'm sure he takes vitamins.
Dude, and his blood type is Diet Coke.
And then, wait a minute, and then also... Well, then none of us, because you're... Scary, I'm not fucking picking you every time that your mouth's open and shoving shit in every 5 minutes.
Boston cream.
I know. Danielle, yeah. Your consideration, I give you Gandhi. I'll tell you why. Ooh. I do believe
she's toking up every day. No, it's healthy.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, out of everyone in this room, she is the least stressed, and I really think that's what's killing people.
You know,
all that pot she's chewing and all those mushrooms
she's
boiling.
That's why she's not stressed.
Then I'm telling you. No, it is. I'm telling you. I think she's going to live the longest.
Well, right. If it's a stress test, then I may give Gandhi a run for her money because I've got pretty low stress. Once I leave the show and I go home,
you stress everyone else out, so they're going to kill you.
You know what? Your arteries are stressed. So
you guys only see me from 6 to 10. From 10 a.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning, I'm
Your
so
heart
relaxed.
Is stressed. It's pumping as hard as it can.
He got stressed the other day when he was waiting for our friend Ronnie to come, and he was stuck inside because he couldn't go eat. He goes, Ronnie's taking forever. I'm stuck inside, and I can't go get lunch. Where is he? I go outside. Enjoy the day.
You have cardiovascular stress.
Yeah, maybe there's that.
Let's continue here. Froggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be great.
This is such a layup. Who is given the most oral sex? Go.
Oh.
What?
I can answer this question beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Really?
Yes. Elvis Duran. He's got a trophy to prove
Elvis
it.
Duran.
You have a trophy?
It wasn't for quantity. It was for quality. For sure.
But in order to get quality, you have to have quantity first.
I know. You know what?
Krispy Kreme didn't make a perfect donut the first time they made it.
Another thing to consider is oral sex works both ways with men and men and men and women. Women. I think Scotty B has given more oral pleasure than anyone else.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
Whoa.
If that's the case, it's got to be Scary. He has to try harder.
Oh God!
But hold on, Scary does have the sound down pat. Scary, what does it sound like?
Yeah,
please, God, no! Please, no!
I'm not gonna do it, Scary.
No, because now it's gonna be twice as bad because it's a visual and an audio. You don't want
both. Yeah, come on, Scary.
The visual is bad.
We don't want either.
Yeah, we don't either.
Oh,
no thanks.
You let me down.
We continue. How much time do we have?
Well, so Froggy's definitive answer is
Elvis Duran.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, we can go on all day.
Okay, this is fun.
Well, then I'll just ask this last question to Elvis. Who is most likely to be considered a pervert?
Oh, that's easy.
That's Scotty B.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Why
you tell us not me?
Plot twist. I thought you were going for Froggy.
Froggy, you're a close second. No. Yeah. Without doubt, Scotty B. No, you. I know things about him that I will never divulge ever.
And Scotty, some of the shit that comes out of your mouth, we're like, what the fuck?
Some of the shit that goes into his mouth.
That's twisted, not perverted.
Don't you think that he's so forthcoming with it that it's less creepy than like if you hide it and then you find out this person's like secretly pervy? It's kind of weirder.
Have you heard his stories?
No, hold on.
Yes.
He's full disclosure perv. No, he doesn't hide it.
No, like the dog food story.
The Mrs. Butterwort story.
The Sharpie pen story. You want to ask that one?
The store story.
I made that up.
What the hell?
Look. Here's what I'm saying.
The homeless man story.
It was.
We
left. That was only once. What about the pancake syrup?
The question wasn't creepy. It was pervy, and he's a full throttle, full disclosure perv.
I was.
Yeah, I guess.
I was. That's past in my past.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Yeah.
Tell us a football bat story on the way out of here.
Let's have a bonus.
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
Last one.
Ooh.
Scotty B.
Who is... Okay, this is for Scary. Who is least likely to lose their temper?
Least likely?
Yeah.
Brody's out.
Yep.
Answer the question.
He's the first one out. That's nice.
I'm going to go with... Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to have to say... Either Froggy or Gandhi. It's got to be a toss-up.
It's not Froggy.
It's not me. Ask Danielle. She's saying
Gandhi. I would take Gandhi. I've never seen you lose your temper. I never see you lose your shit. Maybe because I know you go the shortest?
Maybe. Short people don't get angry. That's a fact.
And I don't see Garrett going off a lot.
No, I've seen Garrett go off.
Yeah.
I've gotten off what?
No, going off. Not getting off. Sorry. Let's clarify. I've never seen you getting off.
Different question.
No, but Gandhi's always so chill. Maybe it might be that weed.
It might be.
It's definitely not.
I feel like I'm kind of... I always have like an even level of borderline pissed off, so maybe you guys are just all used to it, and it doesn't shock you when I say something.
Yeah.
But I get pissed off sometimes. Yeah. I just don't really go off at people.
Yeah, Danielle saw me mad once. It was not good.
Oh.
What was it about?
It was about someone throwing up in a limo that he had borrowed from somebody. It wasn't
good.
Yeah,
it was bad. I was upset.
Yeah, I'd be mad about that, too.
We time for more? Or are we still going?
No, we're
I
done.
I got a headache. We're done.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
What are you going to do in the bathroom?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Network.